20 বছর পর আবারও ওয়ান নেশন পার্টির নেতা পলিন হ্যানসনের সংসদে দেওয়া ভাষণে ব্যাপক প্রতিক্রিয়া দেখা দিয়েছে রাজনীতিতে। পলিন হ্যানসন সংসদে দাঁড়িয়ে মুসলিম সম্প্রদায়কে উদ্দেশ্য করে বলেন,
Now we are in danger of being swamped by Muslims who bear a culture and ideology that is incompatible with our own.
প্রধানমন্ত্রী ম্যালকম টার্নবুল এ প্রসঙ্গে বলতে গিয়ে বলেন,
Seeking to demonize or denigrate all Muslims or seek to alienate all Muslims and suggest that they're somehow not part of Australia or shouldn't be in Australia, that is exactly what the extremists and the terrorists are saying to the Muslim community.
পলিন হ্যানসনের বক্তব্যের প্রতিবাদে সংসদ থেকে ওয়াক আউট করেন গ্রিন দলের নেতা রিচার্ড ডি নাটলে। তিনি এ প্রসঙ্গে বলেন,
Imagine being a young Muslim listening to those comments and how you'd feel hearing people who share your faith being targeted in that way. Now this we need to take a stand against this sort of language.
স্বতন্ত্র সিনেটর নিক জেনাফন স্কাই নিউজকে বলেন, পলিন হ্যানসনের বক্তব্য অস্ট্রেলিয়ান সোসাইটির ভাবমূর্তি ক্ষুণ্ণ করেছে।
I want to work with all my Senate colleagues, but my heart sank when I heard that speech. To categorize parts of our community, particularly Islamic Australians, Muslim Australians, as basically vilifying them in that way, was just heartbreaking. This is not what Australia is about. We are an open, inclusive country. And Pauline Hanson is wrong when she says that Islam and democracy aren't compatible.
কনজারভেটিভ ন্যাশনাল পার্টির এমপি জর্জ ক্রিস্টেনসন বলেন, তিনি পলিন হ্যানসনের বক্তব্যে একমত নয়, তবে তিনি সন্ত্রাসবাদী কার্যকলাপ নিয়ে শঙ্কিত।
পলিন হ্যানসন might say ban all Muslims from immigrating into or migrating to Australia. I would say that it probably reflects the concerns of people regarding national security, but do I agree with that? No, I think that a more nuanced policy would be to restrict immigration from countries where there's a high level of violent extremism.
লেবার দলের ফেডারেল পার্লামেন্ট সদস্য টনি বার্গ বলেন, মাত্র 5% অস্ট্রেলিয়ান ভোট দিয়েছে পলিন হ্যানসনকে। তার বক্তব্য সমগ্র অস্ট্রেলিয়ানদের বক্তব্য নয়। এসবিএস বাংলাকে তিনি বলেন,
95% of Australians did not vote for Pauline Hanson. She does not speak for Australia. Because Malcolm Turnbull changed the voting rules, she's ended up with 4 people in Parliament. But 95% of Australians did not vote for her party, and we need to remember modern Australia and multicultural Australia are the same thing.
নিউ সাউথ ওয়েলসের মেম্বার অব দ্য লেজিসলেটিভ কাউন্সিলের সদস্য ও লেবার দলের সুফি কর্সিস এ ব্যাপারে তার বক্তব্য জানাতে গিয়ে এসবিএস বাংলাকে বলেন,
I think Pauline Hanson's comments are very divisive and she spreads fear. The way that Ms. Hanson and her party operate is by fear. All the things that she said this week in her speech, she said 20 years ago, and she's been spreading this type of fear for a very long time. I condemn her views regarding multiculturalism. Our country, our wonderful Australia, has been built by migrants. From the very first time that people came and settled in Australia, they migrated. They were migrants. Only the original owners, the traditional owners, our Indigenous brothers and sisters, are the traditional owners. All of us from 200 nations that fill our wonderful nation, whether it's from subcontinent communities, whether it's from Europe, whether it's from Greek background like myself, Italians, African Australians, one of the things that we love about Australia is that we live in peace and harmony, and each of us do our best to ensure that we continue to have our peace and harmony and our freedom, the freedom to practice our language and our religion and our culture. So the next generation learns language and culture, and that is one of our most economic and competitive advantages, is learning a second or third language, trading with the world, and being the wonderful nation, we punch above our weight. And this is what multiculturalism has brought to Australia.
Muslim Women's Association-er Maha Abdu, Pauline Hanson-er boktober protikriya janiye bolen.
Honestly and sincerely, I feel so sorry for her. My heart was aching to actually just read some of the words that she said, because I have to admit, I could not listen to a lot of the words that was coming out of her mouth. I think it's just more than just dividing. I think it's creating a space of fear, more fear, and heightened anxiety across the community, not just within the Muslim community, but I think in mainstream Australia.
সরকারের শীর্ষস্থানীয় মন্ত্রী ক্রিস্টোফার পাইন বলেন, পলিন হ্যানসনের সমর্থন রয়েছে অস্ট্রেলিয়ার সোসাইটিতে, যা কিনা আমরা অস্বীকার করতে পারি না।
She had 500,000 votes across Australia, so you can't reject the fact that half a million Australians felt that she represented their views. And at the next election, we will try and convince those half a million Australians they should be supporting us rather than Pauline Hanson.
Muslim Legal Network-এর বিল্লাল রউফ বলেন, আমরা এ নিয়ে কথা চালাচালি না করে একটি আলোচনায় বসতে পারি।
Clearly, there's a segment of people out there who have a level of concern. And I think that's why it highlights the importance of the positive dialogue and engaging in these discussions. That's something that needs to occur irrespective of anything else, particularly given our multicultural society. It's very important that we build those bridges and seek to understand and develop common objectives which are important to our well-being.